Dahl from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, fighting men of the United Nations. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. And standing at the microphone now to act as your mistress of ceremonies is the talented young star who has clicked so solidly in pictures like DeBerry Was a Lady and Best Foot Forward. She has just recently returned to Hollywood after playing many camps and hospitals throughout the country. Here is lovely Lucille Ball.
Don Wilson, and warmest greetings to you men on all the fighting fronts. Well, your airmail sound letter tonight really shapes up as a mighty hunk of missive. What with the Delta Rhythm Boys, the 370th Army Air Forces Band, Harry Richmond, and Stan Laurel, and Oliver Hardy. All this plus a bang-up opening paragraph from one of the best singing groups in or out of radio, Kay Thompson and the Boys singing Yes Indeed.
Shout when it hits you, yes indeed. You will shout when it hits you, yes indeed. When the spirit moves you and when it behooves you to shout, shout hallelujah, yes indeed.
When the spirit moves you and when it behooves you to shout, shout hallelujah, yes indeed.
When the spirit moves you and when it behooves you to shout, shout hallelujah, yes indeed.
The Lord once said there was a great day coming, and there's no doubt about it that the Lord was right.
The Lord once said, you got a crime,
the golden says on the judgment day.
And there's no doubt about it that the Lord was right. The judgment day,
the judgment day. There's gonna be a lot of people talking about an awful lot of angels flying. There's gonna be a lot of people shouting, shouting all about the judgment day.
Put on your Sunday suit with the big brass button.
Put on your Sunday suit with the big brass button. It's big dress up affair.
Better put a ribbon in your hair. Yes, indeed, when the spirit moves you, and it behooves you, so shout, shout, hallelujah, yes, indeed.
Oh, you will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed, you will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Thank you, Gary Thompson, for getting our letter started with a solid enclosure. And now, to follow up in the same vein, here's one of America's great entertainers, a man who starred in many smash musical comedy hits, as well as in pictures, on the radio, and in leading cafes throughout the country, Harry Richmond!
Thank you, and thank you, Lucille, for that grand build-up. This little selection is about a letter I received from a boy who was formerly in show business. He's over there fighting somewheres with the boys. He don't write about his hardships, but he asked me to do him several favors. I don't need the letter. I've memorized most of it. It goes something like this. Dear Harry, you don't have to send my greetings to Havana. part to a pal in Rio de Janeiro shore. And I told you I was through with that dancer in Peru. And I've written to that dame in Ecuador. But if you want to do a little pal a favor, on account of I've been sent across the sea, do this little job. Go around and see the mob and ask them all to drop a line to me and give my regards to Broadway. Say hello to Harold Fair. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time song. And give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. Write and tell me who is playing at the Paramount, who is breaking all the records at the Strand. Say hello to all the gang I know at Lindy, and if you see a Schubert, shake him by the hand. Send my love to all the kids around the palace. Kindly call my agent on the phone and tell him not to wait, he'd better book another date. I got a feeling that I'm coming home, so give my regards to Broadway. Say hello to Harold Fair. And give a pat on the back to all those characters on my
Richmond. Now, fellas, taxiing down the runway is the 370th Army Air Force's band of the San Bernardino Air Service Command, all set to take off with their own arrangement of My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
sentences ought to really get you sent. Here are the five groovy guys who are known as the Delta Rhythm Boys, singing People Will Say We're in Love.
Me to dip to hand. Don't please my folks too much.
To dip to hand.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and give. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
That's the gist of a practical list of don'ts for you.
As a justice of the peace, Miss Patsy Moran is the bride, and further in the mixed-up proceedings are those two master clowns, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. Welcome to Mail Call, Laurel and Hardy.
Thank you, Lucille.
Who's that?
Well, that's Lucille Ball.
Ball?
That's right, Ball.
Can a bouncer on me knee?
Why, no, I'm surprised at you, Stanley. Ever since I told you about girls, you've been chasing them.
Oh, I've chased them before, but I never knew why.
Anyhow, you apologize to Miss Ball. Tell her you don't want to bounce her on your knee.
I don't?
No, you don't.
What's the matter, I broke my leg or something?
Oh, you're impossible.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Hardy. Mr. Laurel meant no harm.
I'm not so sure.
Me either. Tell you right now.
Will you keep still?
Oh, let's get on with the play, shall we? The wedding night, fellas. The scene is Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 3:00 in the morning. The groom, the bride, and the best man are approaching the cottage of a justice of the peace on the outskirts of town. Curtain. Music.
Well, the justice of the peace is right up here, Stanley. Just think, in a few minutes, you and Patsy will be one.
One what?
One husband and one wife.
Well, that makes two.
Oh, shut up.
Will you two can that chatter? I want to get this wedding over with.
Do you feel all right, sweetheart?
I certainly do. I feel fine.
Not you, Patsy. Now, come on and let's go. Ouch, my foot. Will you watch where you're going?
Well, I can't see a thing with this veil on. You can't see a thing.
You don't wear the veil. The bride wears it. Here, put it on, Patsy.
Thank you, Wally.
Did you get her some orange blossoms for her hair like I told you to?
Well, I couldn't find the orange blossoms, so I got some oranges instead.
Yeah, real oranges, look.
Oh, so that's what's hanging in front of your eyes.
Uh-huh.
How do you keep them there?
She's got bags for them, I do.
Will you keep still? Now let's go in.
Ollie.
What?
I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Well, I'm going to marry Patsy. We've only been going steady for 12 years, and you know how it is.
Now, don't be nervous. Take a little shot of this.
What is it?
16-year-old prune punch. It'll bolster your right up. Here.
Thank you, Ollie. Oh, boy, that's good. Thank you, Ollie. Here's the bottle.
Well, where's the cork?
What cork?
The cork that was in the bottle.
Oh, I thought that was a prune pit, and I swallowed it.
Oh, say, will you please ring the bell and stop wasting my time?
Okay.
Ring it louder. We've got to wake the justice up.
What's the matter? Is he dead or something?
Here, I'll ring it. That's the way to do it. Oh!
What happened?
What's going on here? What's all the racket?
We'd like to get married if it's not too much trouble.
Not too much trouble? Getting that guy up at this hour of the night?
What are you smoking about? We're up.
The cork's up, too.
Now I can take my finger out of this bottle.
Well, as long as I'm up, come on in. Well, are you coming in or not?
Oh, yes, sure, yes. We'll be right here. Coming in, yes.
Sure. Now, which is which here?
Well, this is she, and that's it.
My goodness, young lady, where did you get that veil you're wearing?
From my father.
He keeps bees, Judge.
Young man, you're very fortunate to have a girl like this. My dear, you have lovely orange eyes.
Thank you, Judge. Have one?
No, thanks.
I'll have one, if you don't mind.
You can eat later.
Now, miss, I'll have to fill out this certificate. What's your name, please?
Patsy Moran.
What?
Moran. M-O-R-O-N. Oh! What's that for?
Now, you keep out of this. Anna, what's your name?
My name? Laurel. But call me Stanley for short.
And where were you born?
Born Bridge, Minnesota.
Bridge, Minnesota?
Yeah. On the bridge, right between St. Paul and Minneapolis. You know, I'll never forget that morning. All the cars that were coming.
Well, let's go. I want to get back to bed. Now, young lady, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And you, Stanley for short, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I've taken a dislike to her.
Oh, Stanley, you brute.
Oh. I can't help it, Patsy. I just...
Stanley.
What, Ollie?
You came out here to get married, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You took poor little Patsy away from her mother. Her home.
Yes, I know, but...
You stand her up at the altar. Only a cad would do that.
I'm sorry, only I could not.
Young man, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Fine. Now, young woman, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I should say not.
Why not?
I've taken a dislike to him.
Well, can you beat that?
Why, you two little whippersnappers? I'll take the both of you and leave your neck.
Come on, let's get out of here. This is another fine mess you've got me into. Now, look, Patsy, you came out here to get married, didn't you?
Sure.
You took poor little Stanley away from me. You broke up my home. You brought him all the way here to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
And when you get here, you leave him standing at the altar. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, kiss and make up.
Oh,
not me, Stanley. Now, come on and let's go in.
Ollie.
What?
How about another shot?
Not now.
Make it two.
Wait till after you're married.
Surprise?
Surprise? Why, you...
Calm down, Judge. Now, everything is all set.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yep.
Let's step right in, folks.
Thank you, Judge.
Now, stand before me. Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Then I won't marry you!
Why not?
Because I've taken a dislike to the whole bunch of you.
But, Judge...
Get out of
here!
Well, it looks like back to the laundry for me.
Ollie, how about that shot you promised me? Remember me?
I'm glad you reminded me. Here it is.
Patsy Moran, Edgar Kennedy, Stan Laurel, and Oliver Hardy for a splendid contribution to American dramatic radio. And now here's Kay Thompson with a typical Kay Thompson arrangement of a typical Kay Thompson tune. I'm in love with a soldier boy, sung by Kay Thompson.
Because I've got to kiss my baby goodbye. I'm in love with a soldier boy. So in love with a soldier boy. I'm in love with an army man. And can he send me? Yes, he certainly can. Every moment that he's away, I hang on to the phone all day. And when finally I hear his buzz, say, does it rock me? Yes, it certainly does. Every evening this lover of mine comes to take me out somewhere to dine. And when he takes me home, often he stays for days. With a soldier boy, so in love with a soldier boy. He's the greatest event of my life, and it's no wonder after all I happen to be his wife.
Before we stick down the envelope of this mail call letter, this is Lucille Ball again to do a little talking about tin cans. Of course, the tin cans I'm talking about aren't the kind brides cut their little hands on. The ones I'm referring to are destroyers. The reason they call them tin cans is because the hide on them is so thin that when you're down below, you can almost hear the flying fishes play on the outside of the hull. These destroyers ride like a runaway jeep in a cornfield. And in anything except a glassy calm, their decks are wet from bow to fantail. Hard to live in, open to attack, there's just one thing they do well, and that's fight. Fast and shifty, they're the hardest-hitting little ships afloat, with enough TNT in their greasy torpedoes to sink a battleship, if they can get chummy enough. The thing that really makes these babies so tough, though, is the attitude of the guys that run them. Never pick on somebody your own size is their motto. Get the big boys. Little David's on the prowl for giant Goliaths. And these crews get no extra pay for their dangerous duty. Yet you couldn't drag them off their own particular hunk of tin with a grappling iron. There's a little verse about these fellas that tells the story just about as well as anything I know of. Sing who will of the days of old, of the ships of wood and the iron man bold, I give you his modern counterpart. 9 parts courage, the rest of him heart. Rough and tough and a fighting man. The guy off any sleep in hand.
Mail call letter. Signatures include Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, Lucille Ball, Harry Richmond, Kay Thompson, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Edgar Kennedy, Patsy Moran, the 370th Army Air Forces Band, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear Mail Call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
I'm going to you.